Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Malm, and here with Josh Watson. Hi, Josh.
Hey, great to be here today.
It is. I've been missing you. You were on the road for a little bit hosting, or I shouldn't say hosting, but traveling to one of our advisors hosting a Gradient Gives Back reveal. We always love those.
Oh, it was phenomenal. Very deserving family. So, really cool. Those are always my favorite events. It's just really neat. I mean, makes you feel really good doing something.
I agree. Reminds us how blessed we are in this industry, I think, for sure. And it's a great thing to do for people and with the community. And it's always a good one.
I agree. So, yeah, was on the road a couple of days, but back now. So good to be back in here and getting back to work here.
It's what, first week of August, but back to school signs are everywhere. The temperature dropped a little bit, and that's just in time for us to talk about our topic today, which is fall, diving into some of the seasonal marketing. It's starting to feel a little bit like fall. School's getting back in session soon. Football's back on TV soon. We've got pumpkin spice taking over the world again. So perfect time to get creative and start thinking about our fall marketing plans.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, today's episode, it's really packed with, I would say, outside the box kind of ideas for fall marketing, you know, how to leverage local events, some of your seasonal themes, community involvement, and use that to grow your brand and attract new clients.
Yep. Let's start with a why. Why is fall such a great time for marketing? Well, one, most advisors tend to take off during the summer. Multiple reasons. We all want to spend time with our families and do summer vacations and take a little rest. But people are also out of their rhythm, out of their routine. They're doing summer vacations. So fall is usually the time where we get back to marketing. But it's also because people are back from summer vacation. They're settling into a routine. They're starting to look ahead to the upcoming months.
Right. It's when people start to think about their year-end tax strategies, Medicare enrollment, RMDs, you name it. So it's really kind of a natural time for financial conversations.
Plus, we have a ton of community events. We've got local football games happening. We have school fundraisers. We have local fall festivals. So it's actually a gold mine for visibility if you plan ahead, if you think ahead, and if you're strategic with it.
Yeah, I think we should really talk about football because I think that's a great, great way to get your brand out there, get your name out there, whether it's high school, college, NFL. You know, fall really is football season. It's popular, so it's a great opportunity.
I love this, especially for local high school teams, especially if you're in a smaller town like we are. And I'm sure this is the case everywhere, but tight-knit communities, they really love their high school football teams. The community rallies around them. This can be a really smart branding opportunity. And you can do some fun things with like local high school football games. One of my favorites shared over the years, I know we've talked about this before with like basketball games, but getting a t-shirt gun and shooting your branded t-shirts into the crowd. If you stood somewhere and handed out t-shirts, yeah, does anybody really care? Yeah, they probably take them. But people go crazy for trying to grab these t-shirts out of the air when you have a t-shirt gun, which also the gun can be branded with your info too. So
really cool idea. You could set up a branded booth at games if you wanted to do giveaways. Obviously it gets cold around here, so you could give away hand warmers, seat cushions, mini footballs. Another good one that I've heard of advisors doing is you could sponsor maybe a halftime field goal contest. And so
love
they,
that.
they you know, try and make a field goal. They make a field goal. They win a prize. You're the sponsor. So another good way to get your name out there.
Yep. They announce you as the sponsor. Kids are signing up. People are watching their kids do it. I love the giveaway for the mini footballs, because then you have kids probably obnoxiously, but throwing your footballs around the game all night. Great branding opportunity. So lots of cool stuff you can do there. I also think, and this is something I know very little about, I've never done one, but fantasy football leagues are so big. I feel like we do it at work. We do it at the gym. We do it with friends and family. So why not set up a fantasy football league for clients? It could be a really fun, ongoing way to continually engage with clients.
That's great, you know, and builds community, keeps your brand top of mind. Like you said, gives you a reason to check in every week, see what people are doing outside of, you know, just normal business. That's right. A really good one.
Right. Builds a lot of rapport and relationships. My favorite, which if you know me and you've seen how over the top I go with Halloween is my all-time favorite. And I think this can be a no-brainer for branding. You can do a trick-or-treat open house, let people come in, bring their kids, or you could do a costume contest. You can do something on social media if you don't want to do it in the office. Lots of opportunities here surrounding Halloween.
Definitely. You can decorate your office, hand out candy, just give parents a reason to stop in really at the end of the day. And you could include a giveaway, maybe a fall themed gift basket for the adults. So a great opportunity there around Halloween.
And grandparents love to do things like this with their kids. So think about your older generation that doesn't get to trick or treat anymore. You know, they're kind of nostalgic about that. They would probably love to take the grandkids and, you know, go around, do a little costume contest, come in for a trick or treat open house. We've also seen some success with financial advisors partnering with like a local pumpkin patch and doing branded photo ops. So think about all the Facebook posts that you see around the fall and people posting their family pictures at the pumpkin patch. That could be something that you set up a branded photo op and let them come in for. You could do it, you know, outside your office with like a set. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, you could design a little set there, or you could actually go out to like a pumpkin patch and do something there.
It's a great idea. I've heard of people doing like spooky retirement myth campaigns on social media where they'll post, you know, one maybe myth per day with a fun Halloween theme. So that's another good one.
Those are really fun and they're so easy, especially with like ChatGPT. You could create that in about 15 seconds. So think don't be haunted by taxes and retirement. Plan a review today. So lots of really seasonal fun things you can use to keep it lighthearted, do something a little different than what we do normally throughout the year.
You're exactly right. And really, I mean, fall also means back to school, right? So that's another good marketing opportunity.
Yeah, we're going to talk next week actually more about this. We're going to dive into how we help younger families with college planning webinars, maybe Roth IRA strategies for teens with earned income. So stay tuned next week as back to school provides a lot of opportunity as it's top of mind for people about school and school expenses and getting teens kind of set up for the future. That'll be something we really dive into next week.
That's a good one too. I would say don't forget about teachers. So good opportunity to maybe do some personalized advice towards them. So offer a free guide, a webinar, maybe on pension planning or 403b options. I feel like teachers sometimes get often overlooked. So just a good opportunity to maybe provide them with some personalized guidance that they'll appreciate.
Yeah, I've seen locally some organizations that do some events, maybe some lunch and learns at the school district office surrounding Teacher Appreciation Week, which that's actually in May. A lot of businesses might do something that week. Maybe they're taking in coffee or donuts and dropping off business cards or just posting things about appreciating teachers. If you take the approach of doing it in the fall, it really sets you apart. because everybody's going to focus on doing it in May during Teacher Appreciation Week. Do it a totally different time of year and surround it with the back to school theme, not just for kids, but for teachers. And I think you'll have better success maybe than getting lost in the mix of everybody doing them in May.
Exactly. It's a great idea.
So Halloween, obviously a big one for me. I love it. So much fun. I love having little kids that I always did things with there. But obviously the big holiday themed events are going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. So let's talk a little bit about the client appreciation events that we see most around holiday themes.
We see a lot of client appreciation events with a Thanksgiving twist. So giving out pies. So doing like a pie pickup. You could do like a turkey trivia night, bring clients in, have a trivia night. We've seen people do what they call stuff the truck food drive. So great way to get people to bring in canned goods and get people involved. So those are all really good ideas around Thanksgiving.
I think a couple of those ideas were shared recently by one of our advisors that sat on the panel at Evolve last year. Evolve is kind of a roundtable meeting of our top advisors, and the charity food drive had gotten bigger and bigger that he did every year. And I don't remember how many years he had done it, but news media was there and they were swarming. And so he got all this PR and this press that he didn't pay for. It was just something that naturally evolved because people got so involved with that charity food drive. We've got other people that do the same type of thing with like bringing Christmas gifts in, like think Toys for Tots, but there's usually a local version of that angel tree. And you can get your clients involved, have them bring those to your office. You gather it. News stations will start picking up on things like that. Not that that's the reason that we're doing it, but great additional press. If you're going to do it anyway, think about how to make that an event that can build on itself each year. That's been incredibly beneficial for our other advisors.
I was going to say, a great way to get people in, get people involved again. And you're exactly right. We've seen other advisors do it and it works well.
Yep. The other thing we can think about, and this can get a little monotonous, I know, for the advisors that try to do these monthly or biweekly, is these small lunch and learn, bring clients in. We're constantly trying to think about what kind of content could I bring that's valuable to have, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7 clients. They bring a friend and they come in for 20, 30 minutes. So we do those really frequently. One of the great things around holiday season is you have all these additional topics. So maybe something like a holiday budgeting workshop where you could inject some humor, how not to blow your budget before the ball drops on New Year's Eve, you know, something like that. You could even do like a sip and sign, an estate planning night where they bring a friend, you have a glass of wine, and we learn how to protect the legacy. So lots of ideas surrounding that.
Really? And there, you know, there's really no better time to discuss estate planning before you get to together with family and you've got multiple events and things like that going on. So it's a good opportunity.
Yep, agreed. Okay, before we wrap up, let's talk about a few quick ideas, things that if you're listening to this, you're like, gosh, I want to do all those things. Where do you think somebody starts?
Call us. We've got a lot of ideas. So start there. Give us a call.
Because we can help you get organized and kind of think through what makes the most sense for when you want to implement it.
Right. And what you're trying to do. And, you know, so always helps to call us. We've seen others do it. So we've got some ideas that, you know, maybe you haven't thought of. But you could run, you know, start with a social media contest, maybe the best decorated porch, you know, for Halloween or pet costume. So you could partner with a local bakery, do branded cookies or pies.
That's a good one. I think, again, one of our advisors that shared the pies, he said he wasn't even like unloading them from his car and people were meeting him at the office to pick up their pies. They were so excited about them. So people get used to what you do year after year. They get really excited about it. That's a great way to build relationships with people.
You're exactly right. And with it being you know, football season coming up, you could even host like a Monday night football watch party, you know, something as simple as that. So a lot of good opportunities there.
Yep. Every event is a reason to connect with people. So hopefully this helped kind of spark some ideas. Think about what kind of events you have coming up in your local community, what maybe is of most interest to you. But I think even just trying one of these ideas, if it's something different than what you've normally done, that's a success, right? That's more activity, that's being more intentional, and additional ways to get in front of people. So let us know. We would love to help, or we'd love to get your feedback on how it went.
Exactly. Yeah. Want to hear from people. I would say just, you know, be intentional, be present in your community, try and stand out, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us for another episode. We hope you have enjoyed it. As always, if you're not already, please go subscribe. That helps you get notified whenever a new episode drops. If you would leave us a rating or a review, that would be even better, because that helps others like you that could benefit from what we share find us. So we appreciate it very much, and we look forward to seeing you next time.